Leviticus chapter 17. These are laws about animal blood. Whatever man there is of the house of Israel who kills a bull, lamb, or goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp, and hasn't brought it to the door of the tent of meeting to offer it as an offering to Yahweh before the tabernacle, blood shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood. That man shall be cut off from among his people. Well, I think there were some laws in the law of Moses that were only really relevant to Israel during their wilderness journey. And I think this is one of them. It talks about the camp, which was obviously the encampment of the tribes as they journeyed in the desert, and the door of the tent of meeting. This is all talking about the situation in the tabernacle as they were in the wilderness. I think the idea is, if you've got animals, well, you must kill them only before the door of the tent of meeting, not just where you want. Pretty strong implication is it's a big hassle to have animals. Why was God sort of structuring his law against having animals? Well, I think because his intention was you should live by the manna. I'm giving you the manna from heaven. That's what I intend you to live on. But as we know, they complained that it was boring. And they said, who shall give us flesh to eat? And God gave them the quails, but I think that was just a one-off thing, to show them that, no, this isn't the way. They ate the quail meat and they got sick, many of them, and died. So I think that this was not God's intention, that they had the animals to provide themselves with meat, etc. And that's why they had this sort of regulation that made it rather more difficult. The idea also was to stop them offering sacrifices of animals to other gods. Because it goes on, verse 7, they shall no more sacrifice their sacrifices to the goat idols, after which they play the prostitute. Well, we know from Ezekiel chapter 20 that they actually worshipped idols in Egypt and brought them through the Red Sea with them and had them with them in the wilderness. God says, from the day that I knew you, you were unfaithful to me, you were worshipping idols as well as me. Amos, and quoted by Stephen in the New Testament, say that they carried the tabernacle of Moloch through the desert, as well as the tabernacle of Yahweh. And they also carried the star of their god Remphan with them. So he was warning them, don't offer sacrifices to these gods. If you kill any animal, it is only to be before the tent of meeting, offering it to God. And this was to apply, we're told, not only to the house of Israel, but to the foreigners among them. And you remember that a large number of Egyptians and foreigners went up with them out of Egypt. And I suppose they were even more likely to want to continue killing animals in sacrifice to their old gods. Any man of the house of Israel, or the strangers who live amongst them, who eats any kind of blood, I will set my face against that soul who eats blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by reason of the life. Therefore I told the children of Israel, no person among you shall eat blood. Well, why was there this insistence about don't eat blood? Because the blood was a symbol of the life, and life was to be given to God, poured out to God, as it goes on to say, they were to pour out the blood and cover it with dust. And if you ate the blood, if you took the life to yourself, then you were to be killed. So I think that what it's saying is that life is to be given to God, and that is a principle which is to be respected. And if you don't respect that, then you will die, then you will lose your life. And this is a really huge principle. Life is God's, not yours. And you might like to, just in your mind or discussion with others, jot down all the implications that has, that life is not mine, it's not yours. All life is God's and is to be given to him. And if you think you can eat it for yourself, take it to yourself, then you will lose your life. This is huge. This means that our religion is not religion, as in going to church now and again. It is about my life, that I give my life to him. Now, how does this impact you? Your decisions, life is a stream of decisions, really, about your career, about your job, about family life, about marriage, about everything, what you spend money on. I won't say your money, because all that we have is God's. What you spend your life doing, what you spend your time on, hobbies, what you look at on the screen, so-called entertainment. How is all this impacted? By this amazing fundamental principle that life is not mine, it is God's. And if I take it to myself, I shall lose my life. And I think you see the truth, therefore, of what we later read in the Bible, that we must lose our life, Jesus taught, so that we might save it. It's a great sort of paradox that by giving your life, you take it again, just as Jesus experienced in his death and resurrection, which we connect ourselves with when we are baptized into him.